It's day 64 in the Big Brother house, and surprisingly, things are looking up.
Well, that's the way every year. We go through our little slump, and we have really shit podcast episodes, and then things start to get back on track.
Yeah, it was nothing about who was controlling. It was just a shit podcast all around. It had nothing to do with me.
Whatever. It was the first time Vid had ever taken control of the mixing panel software, and you screwed it up. You didn't patch through Skype properly, and anyway.
Yeah, so sorry about that. But yeah, so day 64, and things are, you know, coming up. I've been watching a little bit more Big Brother. I've said, no, I'm going to get back into it. And yeah, the task was, I guess it was semi-decent. It was okay. Oh, we didn't play the intro music. Yes, so where was I? The task. The police task. What was the whole idea was housemates... Sorry, pardon me. The housemates chose a drill instructor, was it called? Who had to make them do X amount of push-ups each day, right? And had to monitor, be in his car, like two housemates at a time. So the usual, just stay up and awake and watch things task.
It was okay. A lot of it was just piecing together tasks they'd already done. The whole watching out in the police car business, I mean, that partner doing shifts has been done to death.
Mm.
Slight twist on it, but... and it did provide some good footage, especially with Zach and Billy. And then Zoran being a bitch, but enough. We'll talk about that later. And then the running them through an obstacle course. That's the same old. I mean, you could basically tune into Friday Night Live and see that.
Yeah, that's what people were saying on the forums. It's like a mini Friday Night Live. Like, why are they doing this? But whatever gets some, you know, fun out of the housemates and is an interesting show, I'm all for it. And now that we've got over this ridiculous only male nomination eviction world first, hopefully, fingers crossed, that things are just going to stay normal but work their way back up again. So towards the end of the season, which is what they'll do, because I think they would have noticed that viewers are dropping off as they were doing in the middle of the season. Now it's time to get them back and towards the end of the season. So...
Speaking of this male-only eviction and this dodginess with Andrew, we reported much earlier in the season that Andrew is only allowed to take 2 months off for work at a maximum. Mm. And then this, well, it's not even a rumor now, it's basically been confirmed. People saw on the streams that Danielle found out he only has a 2-month contract with Big Brother. So he was going to leave whether he was kicked out or not. And I'm pretty sure this whole male-only eviction is tied in this whole... new conspiracy theory. It's, are we even surprised that shit like this is happening anymore?
I don't know. Surely there was another contestant. I mean, not contestant. Someone who auditioned who was in a relationship. Like, why do they have to get this one? I believe that he can only be in there for a certain amount of time. It's just too dodgy. The circumstances around it are just, they're just too convenient. Why couldn't they have picked another relationship? Why was it Hayley and Andrew? Couldn't they just pick two other people who could have stayed in the house for the entire duration? Like,
well, it all comes back to housemate selection. Everybody's saying the housemate selection this year sucks. And it's gone from sucky to just downright dodgy. They've basically just skimped on their housemates, saying that Hayley and Andrew have said, oh, we can only do 2 months. And the producers say, oh, that's good enough. We'll just make sure you're gone by 2 months.
Yeah, we'll just
so long as we have a couple. And the same with Billy. I mean, Billy is the most boring housemate possible, and I hate him. I hate his guts. But he's sort of just been tacked on in there because he was an ex of another contestant, and they went so far as to fly him all the way from Canada to do this.
Yeah, is it really that hard to find people who have exes?
Billy, it was so tacked on, and now it seems that Andrew and Hayley were tacked on as well.
And Billy's lasting throughout, he's got this far, and he's, you know, he will be there towards till the very end. Tonight he didn't get evicted, it was Andrew and Thomas. He's going to be there very close to the end, and he's not even a proper housemate. Big Brother's just like, okay, bring you in because your relationship, we'll keep you. Don't have to do anything. We'll just keep you. Okay, you've earned your right to stay in here. Didn't even do much.
Just keep being your stoner self.
Yeah, and there could have been a better quality housemate. Throw Zach in earlier. I know I bagged him out so much, but breath of fresh air.
Okay, speaking of Andrew, what was all this business about him suddenly coming out of his shell with Michelle? Wait, and too many sh sounds there. But
and this week, all he has done is bitch about her and just go insane.
No, but then the part of the task where they had to stay in within 2 meters of their police partner, which, by the way, has been done before.
Except they were chained.
Oh, yeah, they're so cheap. They can't even get chains this time around. They're just like, stay within 2 meters.
Yeah.
We don't want to go spend the money on chains.
We'll measure it with our cameras.
So anyway, Andrew suddenly comes out of his shell and Michelle is saying, oh, touch the phone. Touch the phone. Be a rebel and touch the phone. I don't even know why they're not supposed to touch the phone. I don't understand. Yeah, they can probably make international calls from there. Or my theory was when they pick up the phone, it automatically just connects through the studio and they could hear what's going on in the studio.
Mm.
But so Andrew touches the phone. He gets sent to the punishment room and Michelle gets sent with him. And then he starts doing that whole, I'm going to drip boot oil on my half naked body. I'm going to look so sexy. Who's Haley? Look at my body. And Zach's just like standing in the glass, pressed up against their drooling. But my point is this whole ramble I have going is that Andrew probably knew that he was going to be leaving very soon, whether through the eviction or through other means, dodgy other means.
Yes, I thought, so why not?
Why not? Why not be weird?
So he's come out of his shell and this week just abused people and just gone completely crazy. At the beginning, he didn't say a word. And then now he's yelling at people, getting so angry with Michelle and just not saying anything. And I just can't even explain. He's really just frustrated.
He's taken your words away.
Yeah, he's just been completely different. Like, I understand people change and I can deal with that. But change over 1 week, it's like Monday, oh, fuck, I'm nominated. No, sorry. So this week, no, last Friday Night Live, not the one just gone on before that, the producers were racist.
And we can't actually say that now without being sued. It's been put out there.
Yeah, by News Limited first, so we can just run with it.
And so, Vid, apparently your Mexican heritage, were you offended?
Yes, I was very offended by throwing the flag. No, I'm not Mexican heritage, but I do understand where this, you know, throwing something at the flag. Like, isn't burning the Australian flag, like, punishable by law? Some fine?
I'm pretty sure, yeah.
Yeah. So I can, and especially in Mexico, something like the flag is very, very, very important to them. And anything to do with destroying their flag and things like that is punishable by law. You know, so I can understand that. But last time with Emma's dad, I felt really sorry for the producers being put in this really awful position. But now I'm just laughing at it because it's so stupid. It is actually just funny. And it's just been latched on so much because it's the only thing that's happened. Mid-season slump.
No, I didn't. It is sort of a big deal from how I see it, because before this even happened, a lot of people have been posting on the forums that Friday Night Live has been a little dodgy and it has crossed some lines that could be considered racist or at the very least stereotyping certain cultures and races. Mm. And then this shit goes down. It's I really think they need to go back and go back to the drawing board about the whole Friday Night Live. If they're going to keep it, they really need to change what the games are. They are the same games every week and they just change the theme slightly. Personally, I'd like to see Friday Night Live abolished immediately, but we all know that.
Friday Night Live punishable by law.
But just to butt in there again, on the forums, people are saying if this was vice versa and they were throwing slime at the Australian flag, it would be Cronulla too.
Yeah, that's correct. And who would even think, let's throw something at the flag? Like, yes, the flag was in reverse, but it was Mexican theme night. What?
Well, I don't think their flag was meant to be in reverse. I think they just stuffed that one up.
They thought it would be the other way on the camera. But how? Just who comes up with this? Like, who thinks, let's throw things at the flag? Why didn't they just use a piñata? Is that even Mexican? Or just, yeah, but, yeah. Next. All the things are ending with yeah. Bleh, bleh.
Yeah, you're so, losing your words.
I'm losing the plot. I'm turning it to Andrew.
So the second episode of the other stuff has been released on the official website, and again, it's crap.
And I'm 110% certain that it's Lucis.
No. I want to talk about the Mike Goldman crap first. If you haven't seen it, pause the podcast right now, go to the official site and watch The Other Stuff episode 2, at least the first couple minutes. It's a little skit by Mike Goldman about, well, not generally Zach, but this fake product to build up your muscle.
It's just
some Big Brother Tofu or some shit.
Homoerotic trash. Like,
it's no, but I would be really offended if I was Zach and watched that.
Yeah.
They basically make, indirectly make fun of him because he's not all muscly. And all the other guys pretty much are, except and Jamie.
Yeah. So Mike Golden does this trash about eating tofu. And then it says that Zach's got really big and shows photos, close-up photos of the boy, so you can't see Zach's head. But it's just so stupid.
But the thing is, that little skit was stupid, but a fair amount of effort went into that. Like, they'd done little product shots and things like that, and they'd run around with Mike Goldman around the studio with a handheld camera.
And I don't know what he charges an hour, but it's probably astronomical.
Yeah, is this where all the efforts of the Big Brother production staff are going to crap like this when the show's going down the gurgler and they're focusing all their energy in creating The Other Stuff episode 2, a stupid episode, food skit?
And it doesn't even get shown on TV. It can only be viewed on the website. And they don't even have a podcast feed. So it's not even worth it. It's a flash video. It could be where all the effort is going. Maybe the department involved with sort of the internet side of things, because of their stuff up in the beginning, have put extra effort in and hired extra people. And the rest of the Daily Show task force and the eviction task force and the task force have just gone, eh, this idea came out when I went to the toilet this morning. Let's use it. I had a burrito last night. Let's make a Mexican themed Friday Night Live.
I scribbled down some of the sketches while I was squirting it out on the toilet. But as you were saying, little sis on The Other Stuff, I tend to agree. And I was quite... The Other Stuff is such an easy target to bitch about on the podcast, but it really brings up some issues, especially when the host is saying stuff like this.
As the house rapidly descends into a man harem, what is so wrong with that?
What is so wrong with there being so many boy, hot guys on our television screen?
I just want to be gangbanged.
Slut!
Anyway, but everyone's saying the target market for this show is supposed to be almost everybody, but when she's saying stuff like, what's wrong with there being guys on the TV show? It's pretty obvious who they're making this show speak out to.
Teeny boppers.
There's more.
Two boys banished from the house. Devastating.
You slut.
And, wait, break her it. Don't even have to say anymore. I have a serious gripe, and this extends to all variations of Big Brother across the world. When Monday comes along, or whatever nominating day comes along, and you nominate people, the people who get nominated go up for eviction. So you've already nominated and you put someone up for eviction. Exhibit A, Lil Sis.
But Big Brother didn't agree, and the boys have found themselves up for nomination.
No! They already...
Slut!
They already...
Slut!
They already nominated. They're not up for nomination. Everyone was up for... the boys were up for nomination. They're up for eviction. And this continues across to UK Big Brother, where they all say, oh, if I get put up for nomination, rah, 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 oh, I don't want to be put up for nomination. No! Get put up for eviction.
You slut.
It actually just drives me insane. Is it really that hard to distinguish between nominations and evictions? Now, break of that shit.
What's next on the list? Zoran. Can I bitch about Zoran again?
Hold on,
I have a sound clip for Zoran.
You slut.
No, I'm just kidding. He's been pissing me off again. He just has... if I met him in real life, I'm sure I would just tell him to fuck right off and then...
Stab him in the face.
No, I wouldn't stab him in the face, Vid. That's illegal.
And we're back. Although it won't seem like we went anywhere. But we just did our little, what do you call it, guest appearance on Big Brother's Little Brother in the UK. So we'll post that on the front of the website and put a little bit of the audio in here so you can hear us.
Yeah, so what was happening while we recorded that, the first part of the podcast, we were currently on hold to be put on the show in the UK. And we've done it now and it turned out a bit weird. We'll post a clip on the podcast feed as well, but they put us on a screen and then put the screen on a weird angle and my head is magnified like 100 times.
And it looks like I don't have any eyes.
And it's just this really bad quality. You'll see it. And we'll put some blooper audio at the end of this episode. So what were we even talking about? We were like, this was an hour ago that we were talking about this.
Something about, look.
I have my list.
Oh, that's right. We were talking about the slut and up for nomination and up for eviction.
While we're on the waiting queue to go on the UK show,
Said up for nomination.
Yeah, the host said up for a nomination again.
And I went crazy. Which, yeah, we'll throw that on the end where I go insane at him. So, yeah, up for nomination. Yeah, basically, no, you're not up for nomination. You're up for eviction. Just deal with it. Breaker. So my brain is just scattered at the moment. We started recording an hour ago.
I still have to talk about Zoran.
Oh, yes, that's right. That's where we were. You rant about him.
So in this police task that we just had, Zoran and Daniela were partnered to sit together and patrol. I wouldn't say out of the blue, but Zoran just starts attacking Daniela saying, do you realize that you start all these fights and then try and smooth things over when they start getting heated? And Daniela's sort of like, what the fuck? Where did this just come from? And didn't you say Zoran was crying over Susanna?
Yeah, earlier in the week, he was having this huge sad about how much he was in love with Susanna and how he missed her so much. And it's on the official website somewhere. Just crying over it. It was just like, she left the house weeks ago. She has a boyfriend. You're a twat. And no, it was this false in-the-house relationship that he just shouldn't be holding on to. There's nothing there. It's almost, she has a boyfriend.
It's almost Saxon syndrome, hey? He's become a little love struck all too quickly. There was nothing there to begin with.
It was all... He's a real dick, and I hope that he goes.
I don't want to see him going any further, because if the prices start to get better, which I don't think is going to happen, but anyway, I don't want him being rewarded for being this... I don't think he's genuine.
I don't know why he didn't put up for eviction this week. They were only allowed to vote boys, and yeah, just...
He's been causing so much conflict and being hypocritical about it.
No one's noticed.
It's still with the food. I'll go back to when he was complaining about Laura taking food, when he was doing it within like week 2-3.
Yeah, fine. And then as soon as someone else is doing it, but he just... He's like floating. I don't want to use this term under the radar because he is causing conflict, but everyone's just pushing it off and voting other people. Andrew was a lot worse than him, but then Zoran comes quite close, and then you've got someone like Billy who got put up, unless everyone's jealous because Billy's got this relationship going on or whatever it is. I really don't know. I just hope that he gets put up tomorrow and leaves, because I don't think there's... As well, as much as I don't like him, I don't think there's anything else to see in him. So he's just occupying space on my television screen. There's nothing else left to Zoran. You've sort of seen everything that you can.
Let's go on to some letters.
Yeah.
The podcast lines are down still.
Yeah.
We don't expect them to be up anytime soon. Big drama. Unfortunately, we can't do voice calls at the moment, but some people have been emailing in, which has been good. So,
we did get some more. If you didn't listen to last week, and I understand because... Oh, no. Wait. We'll read the good ones first. Okay.
Wait. There aren't that many good ones.
Oh, yeah.
This is back to when they had the no rules task. This email is from Dale. Jamie rated his preference, I think that's supposed to be 6.25 out of 10. And he said a fat guy and geek can win Friday Night Live. I'm not sure what that was in response to. But anyway, Dale goes on to say, love your podcast and I can't sign up to your site because I have Yahoo or Hotmail. Sorry, but we don't accept free email services.
Spam bots. Next one is, it's from Dale again. Hi, I think the season is going downhill fast. Luckily, I listen to your podcast and please reply. Zach is a poof. Bye, Dale. Oh, that's not me saying bye, Dale. That's what it said.
Okay, thanks for that one, Dale.
I think we're pretty aware of that. Oh, God.
This is really long, so we won't read it.
Yes, and last week I mentioned the northern suburbs of Perth and how they were a little dodgy, mainly because Michelle's from there. And, yeah, just in passing comment, and we got this abusive email. What wasn't abusive at all? Dear Tim and David, I was not impressed with your comments about Michelle in your podcast, Day 59, Mid-Season Slump. Being from the northern suburbs of Perth, I was not happy about your comments. Can you please apologize for it and said comments? I know you were joking and I really enjoy your podcast, but be careful when you bag someone. Well, I wasn't really bagging someone. I was just bagging out a general area.
See, if Michelle was from South Perth, we probably would have said the exact same things because we're central, very central. And God help her if she was from Rockingham. I mean, I didn't say that.
Well, Katie was from Rockingham. We all know what she was like.
And Bodie. Bodie was from Rockingham. Mm. But, yeah. Okay, I'm sorry.
Yeah, I'm sorry. It's not my fault they're dodgy. Hey, guys. I listen to you both every week. Big Brother this year is pretty good. I'll be listening when I go overseas next week. Keep up the good work, excluding your shit podcast from day 59.
That one's from Laura.
We already discussed that because I was on the controls.
Next letter. Hey, Vibes and Vid. Listened to the latest podcast last night and responding to Vid's desperate plea. Yes, Big Brother Australia is slowly but surely... Falling downhill. I am watching Big Brother UK for the first time this year and love it.
Six
and
pages of exclamation marks.
About 50 exclamation marks about that. I turn on Big Brother Australia and almost die trying to sit through the dailies. Thought you might want to know what I thought. Long time dedicated listener, Connor T081N. Just Connor. Thanks, Connor.
So, appreciate it. Yes, email in more comments. Record yourself on your computer and make it as attachment and send it in to us because we can't do voicemails at the moment. I don't know what is going on with them. They're trying to get them fixed. They're just crazy town.
Well, I think we should close up soon, but one final comment I would like to make is it's quite funny that the official website is now advertising on behindbigbrother.com.
Yeah. We may notice that we've got Google ads at the bottom which read the website and then find appropriate links to paste at the bottom. And
now the official website has chosen to advertise their premium signups on our website, which is just really funny.
I think. Do you think we should block them?
No. If they're going to pay us money, yeah. If they're going to pay us money, fine.
I think they did it last year as well. We spotted it at some time, but oh well. If it's getting them more
viewers. They might not have specifically chosen to advertise on us, but it's registering now because it's obviously associated Big Brother. I wonder if they'll pull it now that
mentioned,
because I'm sure one of Southern Star and more will be listening in right now. Hi guys,
hey, how you going? Send us an email. news.com.au advertise as well, but
don't plug them.
Oh, some shit news website publishers, but don't like to link to us. We link to you, even if it does get us.
No, they're actually barred from linking to us because they have a whole entertainment link section, but the link section is managed by the entertainment editor who we bagged out in previous podcasts. So that's why we're not getting linked from news.com.au.
Whoops. Sorry about that one. Call our non-existent podcast lines, aka email us podcast@behindbigbrother.com. Should we have a question to pose to everyone this week?
Everyone's probably tuned out. We're waiting.
No, if we just said it, we said at the beginning of the podcast that we think the series is going up, or I know I certainly do. I asked last week if you thought it was going downhill. Do you think it's going uphill now? Dropped my pen. Email us just email us on your thoughts on everything. We really like getting emails and it's cool to read them out. And I'll try and get the voicemail lines fixed as soon as possible.
live link up, hello, to today's web fan cam. In a country known as Australia. Oh, not ringing any bells at all, but... It's over there. Australia's here in the Southern Hemisphere. And we can go right, not live now, to Australia to speak to David and Tim. Hiya, Bluey!
Hi, how you going?
There you go. So appreciate it. How you doing, boys?
We're good. How are you guys going?
Lovely. So listen, where are you exactly in Australia?
We're in Perth, which is in Western Australia.
Which on the map, yeah. What time is it in Perth?
Right now it's just 8:15 at night.
On Sunday night.
Okay, lovely. So, how are you enjoying this year's Big Brother, boys?
Great. It's really good. It's so much better than anything we get down here, and that's... We just get addicted, like, day one, watch the launch show, and completely addicted to the show. You just do it so well.
And what do you think of Shawnee going? Spoke
kindly. I was really shocked when I found out that he left. I thought...
He was quite a lovable character. I'd really like to evict a few other people in that house before Shawnee.
Namely Charlie.
How does our Big Brother compare to your Big Brother? Because I hear yours is a bit rubbish.
Well, it's personal opinion, but we think so. The Big Brother in Australia is a lot more childish. It's shown earlier at night. It's a lot shorter. They don't focus on such adult concepts. But
I heard the presenter goes in the house. Is that right?
She hasn't been in for a few years, but she used to go in, like, during challenges, she'd go in and talk to the housemates, but now she sort of takes a step back. But, yeah, she used to, and
she does talk to the housemates during evictions, just before somebody's evicted.
I'm a purist, mate.
Yeah, yeah.
And nominations, she talks to them as well, so...
No!
It defies the whole concept, but, yeah.
Australia.
Sorry?
Do you get BBLB over there in Australia?
We could, yeah.
It's not on TV, but we do find ways to watch it.
Oh, God bless you. Big fan of the boys. Listen, David and Tim, thanks a lot, guys. See you later.
Thanks.
And we'll be right back.